This is the time and place for the hearings of the Sussex County Board of Adjustments. And our first order of business will be the approval of this evening's agenda. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Mr. Chairman, I approve the agenda for this evening.
Okay, do I have a second? It's been moved and seconded. We approve the agenda for this evening. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, motion carried. Our next order of business will be the minutes of January 23rd hearing.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion and a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. And all those in favor, usual voting sign.
Aye.
Those opposed, that motion is carried. And the last order of business in that respect is the finding of facts for January the 9th, 2012. Do I have a motion to approve those findings?
I move.
And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the finding of facts of January the 9th, 2012. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motions carried. Mr. Sharp, can you explain to these folks what we'll be doing this evening?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result from expulsion in the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and then the board will then direct a question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Mrs. Isaacs, would you like to announce our first case?
Sure. Case number 10,933, Amy S. and Mark Miller, east of Road 277, 0.8 feet north of Cedar Grove Road, a variance from the maximum height requirement.
Need to be sworn in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Mark Miller, 18819 Robinsonville Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Can you state your name and address for the record as well? Do you swear that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
I'd like to explain to us your request.
Go ahead.
We request that we are granted the variance because we've had multiple acts of vandalism
against our vehicles, and it also is blocking a monitoring device that is mounted on the neighbor's house.
Okay, so you're asking for a height variance for your fence?
Correct.
And are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? Do you remember in your application where it stated that what you have to convince this board of?
Yeah.
Okay, proceed.
Okay. Do you want me to read this off, or should I?
Ma'am, before you start that, did you get a permit for this fence?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and what did it say on the permit? It said 7 feet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay.
Is this the fence?
Yes.
You got up? Is it mm-hmm. up already?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a permit. You put the fence up yourselves, or did you hire someone?
Yes, I put the fence up myself.
Okay. And so you obtained the permit?
Yes.
And you understood the setback requirements and height requirements?
No, I did not at the time. I was not aware that there was a height regulation at the time. 6 foot fence, 7 foot fence would not block the camera view. So it really wouldn't do us any good.
When did you get the permit?
I don't have the permit.
August 31st.
I don't remember the exact date.
August
31st.
Okay.
Okay. You have to meet 5 standards. For us and convince us that you meet those 5 standards for granting a variance. So, if you'd like to go ahead,
I was going to say, well, I have
that paper.
I have the paper that I was given initially.
Okay.
Questionnaire. Can I come
read
forward?
It off?
You need to convince us. So you need to explain to us how you meet those 5 standards.
As to the answer for this variance, first question: do you have a unique circumstance or conditions such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical peculiar to the property? If so, explain. There are no unique circumstances or conditions as described above that affect this property. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition and not related to general circumstances or conditions? If yes, please explain. There is an exceptional practical difficulty that is a unique condition not related to the above description. A monitoring device, digital camera, is used by the neighbor to watch our house and driveway. The height of the privacy fence is needed to eliminate this invasion of our privacy. The next one is possibility of development. Can the property be developed in a strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? If not, please explain. The subject property is a family dwelling, and possibility of further development does not apply. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? The subject property is a family dwelling, and possibly a further development does not apply. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. The height of the fence is needed to ensure privacy, and it is a deterrent to mischievous trespass by the neighbor. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? It will not. The privacy fence is attractive and
aesthetically acceptable.
Sorry. Will the variance substantially
or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property? It will not substantially or permanently impair the adjoining property for appropriate use for dwelling. This adjoining property is a family dwelling. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, the variance is being requested for privacy reasons. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, the privacy fence is not only for the area that blocks the neighbor's camera from viewing our home and driveway, it does not block the viewing of their side yard. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. The height of the privacy fence is needed to ensure privacy and is a deterrent to mischievous trespass by the neighbor. Will the variance represent the least modification possible regulations at issue? Yes. It only involves the range of the camera view for the neighbor's camera, which is directed at our house and driveway, and not directed at the neighbor's side yard. Will the exception substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring property? No, it will not create any adverse effects on the use of the neighboring property. Are there any requirements which are applicable to the specific exception being requested? For example, time limitations?
That is for a special use exception. You haven't applied for that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Never mind that. Okay. Okay.
What is it?
Basically, what it comes down to is we've noticed many strange things around our house. Lawn ornaments being damaged, a cat door being kicked in. Then it progressed, and this is all after this camera was put on the neighbor put up a camera to view our garage door, which is the garage entry door to our garage, is the door that we come in and out of all the time, and our vehicles are parked there all the time. And we started noticing these little strange things going on, little acts of vandalism. And then there was scratches put in the cars. I had three tires slashed. I had police reports for the tires that were slashed. The fence was vandalized after it was installed. And basically, we're just trying to get some relief from the vandalism. We've lost sleep over this. It's become, to the point now where we're afraid to leave the house because, we don't know what kind of vandalism is going to be done to our house when we leave.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Miller. Which neighbor is it, lot 3 or lot 1?
It's 18829 Robinsonville Road.
That would be the neighbor on your right?
If you're looking at our house, it would be the neighbor on the right. That is correct.
Okay, what about the neighbor on the left?
Mr. Givens has no problem with our fence.
No, I mean, you're saying that people are bothering you and they got a camera on you and...
The 18829 residents, yes, they have a camera.
Yes.
On the gable side of their house, pointed at my garage entry door, which monitors our comings and goings and our vehicles. So they can tell basically when our vehicles are there and when they're not. They can tell when we're home and when we're not.
And the other person on the other side, you don't have a problem with?
No, sir.
Neither, yeah. Two doors down, yeah. Actually, I wanted to add that I've been unemployed for the last couple years. Mark's father's ill, so I help with driving him to doctor's appointments and such. And that this vandalism would happen, I'd be gone for maybe an hour, 2 hours, and I come home and I find slashed tires. And the cameras pointed on the vehicles that were parked in the driveway. This happens when I just go out. I could be going to Walmart, and I'll come home and find something broken on that side of the property.
We have police reports of at least one instance. I don't know if they got it from the other instance, but do you want me to bring them up to you?
No, unless the rest of it.
Well, I was going to say the last incident where I had to call 911 was against the neighbor. She was trespassing in our yard, hacking down tree branches and such.
How do you feel this height is going to help you?
It blocks the view of the camera so that the neighbor cannot monitor our comings and goings. So therefore, she has to guess whether we're home or not.
Well, we're not in that business, okay?
Well, no, besides that, sir, they have a back screen porch that is elevated. It sits up very high, and she sits out there, and she watches us from her back porch.
Okay.
And that blocks the view of her being able
to see. We're trying to stop the vandalism.
But this isn't about whether your neighbor watches you or what have you.
This is about vandalism.
No, this is about this
yeah, right.
Well,
yeah,
the
grant,
I, us granting. I get harassed. As soon as I walk out in the yard, she starts to laugh. And as soon as she sees me in the yard, I'm like a prisoner in my own home. I can't even walk out in my yard.
I think, the chairman a chance to explain to you what we're really looking at here. We can't get into any of your...
The only thing that this board is concerned with is you're asking for an exception to the ordinance.
Okay. This is an extreme case.
And so we need to be convinced that you meet those standards for granting this. Now, on the second one, cannot otherwise be developed, I think you suggested that it didn't apply. Is that correct?
Well, we don't live in a community.
Well, the standard is that there's no possibility of developing the property in strict conformity or that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And you would, I believe you said that didn't apply to your request.
To shorten it up a little bit, Mr.
Yeah,
Miller.
Yeah, please, in layman's terms.
Okay, I know it's confusing to you, but you've answered the questions and you've answered 9 questions. I don't see you qualifying for anything, maybe stretching a little bit. Now, remember, we're talking about a variance for a fence. Okay,
height
that's
requirement.
It. Not the neighbors, we're not. And the only thing I could say was the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by you, but it does say it's created by a situation has caused you to apply for a variance. Now, that's stretching a little bit. That's probably the reason you're here.
Okay. Yeah, the reason we're here is because we feel that our privacy is being invaded.
Okay.
And we need the fence.
Okay.
To ensure our privacy because we're being harassed. Our vehicle's been vandalized, scratched, tires slashed. It's actually a safety issue. I mean, when I come home from work and my wife tells me, hey, our tires have been slashed. We got two slashed tires. You have to call the police and deal with that.
Right, let me stop you there. Back to your setback, which you are what, 40 feet? Okay, your front yard setback, you have to have 3.5 feet.
Yeah, it has to be 40 feet.
Then from there, you go up to 7 feet, all the way around the property, then drop down to 3.5. Now, where is this this fence going to be? Is it all the way from the front yard, all the way back?
No, sir. This.
Bring pictures to this man. Do you have a survey of where the fence sits on the property and how high it is?
That's another issue. The neighbor pulled up the metal property stakes out of the property line. Technically, part of her fence is actually on our property.
You're talking.
Yeah. Sir, is it is this fence, are you completely closed in?
No, there's
one side.
Yeah, it's basically just like a privacy wall. It's
the So what's stopping, anybody come any get in there with the fence up or down, somebody can still get in there, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. What you want to do is stop the cameras.
I want to stop the camera from monitoring our movements, our actions, our comings and goings, so that the vandalism will stop.
Okay.
And her from sitting on her back porch, yeah, making some remarks.
Mrs. Isaacs, was there any drawings or survey or anything submitted with the application?
There was not.
Okay. I think before any decisions made, we certainly need to know exactly where this fence is on your property and how many feet.
It is a setback approximately 50 yards from the street.
Okay.
Here. That's the view from our.
Here's a good view.
Would you say it's 40 feet back?
What is it, 12 feet high?
It's very far back from the road.
It meets the.
Okay.
It is back far enough.
Okay.
It does not encroach into.
So it's strictly
the
height.
Front. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a 12 foot fence?
And it only can be 7.
Okay.
Right.
How long of a section of fence is it?
It's 40 feet long, sir.
So this section right here is 40
feet.
That
is all that there.
That's
it. That's all we need. It's that length, just to block the driveway.
And that's your side?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the street being to this side? Or
the street would be where the van is. That would go to the top of the driveway to Robinsonville Road.
The right-hand side of that picture.
Approximately how far is that to the street from the edge of the fence?
Approximately 50 yards.
Another really good picture,
Oh,
it shows it from the street.
The picture I gave.
Right on the way down.
It sits far back.
How far is the house from your property? This is the one that's got the camera on it, right?
Here's a good picture there. That's before the fence.
This is the one that's got the camera here. That's your house.
The gray house.
Okay. How far from that to your house?
From what to the house?
How far? Between properties.
How close is her house to our
property? Are you right on the property line?
That picture you have there,
4 feet back from the
No. From property to property. Her house from your house.
House to our house?
Yes.
I'll say 30 yards, maybe.
30 yards?
Most, yes.
Okay.
That's a before picture.
This,
This is where you can see the screen porch.
Give a picture of the camera.
Yes, I do. I have a bunch of pictures.
Just get it all in.
Okay.
Are you, you're getting these? Were you getting these pictures?
Can you hand her?
She needs to mark these pictures.
The one picture there shows the camera, how it was pointing on our garage doors, our driveway, our garage entry door, which is a door that we use all the time.
And there's also a hidden camera in one of their hedges. I marked a picture.
Bring police reports.
I don't think we, unless the chairman.
No, I don't. Unless the chairman rules that we do need it, but we don't need police reports. That has nothing to do with the variance that you're seeking. It is a question that.
Okay. Are there other fences in the area?
Yes, they have a couple fences.
Okay. This particular neighbor also has a fence, correct?
Correct.
Actually, they have two fences.
Okay.
And they're 7 feet high?
Six.
Okay. So they've been encroached at all into the height?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their two fences overlap, yes.
Okay. Any other any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickard?
No, that's all.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
Your house is the tan house?
Correct. We feel this variance is necessary for us to keep our peace of mind. I'm trying to raise a family. I have two teenage children. I go to work every day. I don't need the harassment from my neighbor. And if this 5 foot high or, you know, above the standard limit, it ensures us some privacy, some peace of mind. It's well worth the $400 that we had to pay for this meeting.
Okay.
Sir, so if they put the camera higher, would it still block that? They say that
it can't. It can't go much higher. It's
can't go any higher.
Yeah, it's all the way up on the gable of the house. It can't really go much higher.
Okay, and you sure that would block that?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, because after we put the fence up, a lot of the vandalism stopped. And I'm just afraid that if I take the fence, lower the fence, that the vandalism is going to start all over again. And I've been through enough stress. I'm caring for a elderly father. He's 78 years old, retired Marine, and he's got a tracheotomy tube. And I've got to help him on a weekly basis, you know, with things around the house, driving to doctor's appointments. My wife has to help out. She can't even really work a full-time job because of this. I also am helping take care of a brain-injured sister. She's disabled. And I basically have enough on my plate that I don't need harassment from my neighbor. And that's why we're putting ourselves at your mercy and asking for this variance.
Okay. Are there any persons here in favor of the application?
We have 55 signatures from friends that...
To me, sir.
In the neighborhood?
Petition. Yes, sir. Most of them live in either Lewis or Milton area.
But not in your... Not around?
Not in our neighborhood, no. Our neighbor on the other side, he's actually intimidated by the other neighbor, and he did not want to sign anything because he feels repercussions would happen to him. He does not want his property vandalized.
Yeah.
They had no problem with us coming over into their property and taking some of those pictures, but they did not want to sign the petition, and they did not want to come here and back us up because they're actually intimidated. They're afraid of her.
Let me ask you something. You just said that there are not neighbors in your neighborhood, these signatures?
No, sir. They're friends that have been to the house, and you know they've seen some of the activity that goes on next door when they've been over visiting.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application?
Mr. Chairman, I did pass down a letter of opposition.
Okay.
From the Ganeys.
Okay. Would you like to summarize it for us, for the record?
Well, they say they're writing a response to the application from Amy and Mark Miller for a variance from the maximum height requirement for a 12-foot fence wall they constructed on their property. The Millers erected their wall last summer, braced it on the backside, tore it out property with 2x4s cross-braced it a few weeks later with scrap lumber and scrap PVC piping, and then proceeded to pile up all sorts of other scrap and junk for us to see. As if that were not enough, they went behind the fence and wrote on the cross-bracing various different phrases for us to have to look at, and they submitted the pictures. We previously had a split rail fence with screening up between our properties because the Millers consistently allow their large dog to run freely on our property, as well as everyone else's property on the street, before chaining him up each day in their unfenced backyard. Because of the situation outlined above and the many ongoing tribulations the Millers have subjected us to as neighbors for the past 5 years, we now felt it necessary to have a 6-foot privacy fence erected. When we went to Georgetown to get a permit for the fence in November, it was made absolutely clear to us that the fence height could not exceed 7 feet. We are uncertain why the Millers were permitted to erect a structure 12 foot high.
The cross braces on
basically
that,
that's, you know, the
cross, the braces on the back of the fence, the cross braces. I had to put the cross braces on there because somebody went behind the fence with a hammer and busted off the braces. My fence survived Hurricane Irene with no problems, but when there was a week where I was staying at my father's house because he had just gotten out of the hospital from having to have the tracheotomy tube put in, where I came back and I noticed that three or four of the braces were obviously busted loose with a hammer. So I had to put cross bracing on there. And I did not have any bracing at the time, nor did want to go to the expense, so that's why the PVC piping was put on there. The PVC piping is also part of an irrigation system that will water the trees that are behind the fence.
The trees are on your property?
Yes, sir.
Is any of her trees near your property?
No.
No?
Not within like 3 feet, no, 4 feet.
3 to 4 feet, there yeah. are trees, though.
Yeah, she has some right on the other side of her fence, yes.
What say to the literature on there, anything?
Yeah. Just things like no trespassing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify the letter that the neighbor sent, it appears as though they are deferring judgment to the board. The last two paragraphs, they indicate that it's a catch-22, that they're concerned about possible damage to their trees and shrubbery if there was a windstorm, but they were deferring judgment, it appears, to the board.
Okay, thank you. And how far off the property line did you say your fence was?
My fence is 4 feet from the property line.
Okay. And theirs is on the property line?
Theirs is within 3 feet of the property line.
Enough to clear a push mower.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 to 3 feet. Right. It varies from front to back.
Mr. Chairman. You ready for?
Yes, I'll entertain a motion if you'd like.
I'd like to entertain a motion, but before I do that, it's very disturbing to me, and you can see my age, that neighbors can't get along with one another. It upsets me quite a bit. We're still in the United States of America, and I don't know why. We have a lot of problems everywhere else in the world, now why right in our own backyard? But having said that, that is not our concern, okay, as far as the board. Our concern is whether you can meet the standards of a variance that will give you the footage that you need. I cannot see that here, okay? Divorcing myself from all the other rhetoric that came in, I cannot see where you have met the standards, all the standards.
So you're saying that It's irrelevant.
That's the only thing this board can rule on. I sympathize with you.
It's irrelevant that there's an invasion of our privacy.
It has nothing to do with the fence.
This woman's poisoned my dog also.
She poisoned my dog.
I didn't even want to bring that up, but, you know, it's... I mean, I don't know what to do anymore. I mean...
She threw poison at the fence.
I mean, I'm going to have to take down the sections of fence, and, you know, if you won't grant the variance, and I'm going to have to throw up a big flagpole or something to block this camera.
Well,
and it's not going to be as pretty as my fence.
Well, you're only talking to one member here, and that's my... That's a motion that I'm making right now that we deny this, that you cannot meet the 9 standards.
What would we have to do to meet the standards?
Well, you just said it. You just read them.
Well, you know, like I told you initially, you need to convince this board that you do meet those standards.
And you didn't do that to me. Just for the
And that's Mr. Rickard speaking. I don't know how the others feel. Maybe they'd like to speak up as well.
Well, I'm saying that
our quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to look at the police reports.
We've heard your case, and we understand what you're saying.
We understand what you're saying.
And the onus to the responsibility of yours was to convince this board that you meet the standards. So I'm asking for a motion. Mr. Rickard, is that a motion to deny?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion. We deny case number...
Okay.
10,934, for the reasons I had said, they have not met the standards.
10,933.
33, I'm sorry. Let me correct
that. Okay. I have a motion to deny case number 10,933. Do I have a second? For lack of a second, I'll entertain any other motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this case so I have a chance to look at it.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to table the case until our next regular meeting.
If I like.
Okay, and a second. All those in favor, do appropriate voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? And the motion is carried to table case number 10,933 to our next regular meeting. You're welcome to come back. The hearing's closed, so there won't be any additional testimony. So you're welcome to come back and hear the deliberations. You can also view the deliberations on the internet, or you can call the office the following morning.
Okay. Will the county be sending us any literature about the date?
About the what?
The date of the hearing.
It's February 20th.
Right. It'll be the 20th of February. At what time?
7 p.m.
Also.
And we have 3 cameras, and you can view our deliberations from home if you'd like.
Okay.
You can be here again. The hearing's closed.
Oh, okay. So might as well just
do it from home. There's no more testimony.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I thank you all very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
What was the... I didn't catch the vote on that.
Who voted was 4-4 to no?
Let me ask them if they want to...
Thank you.
Do you want to keep the pictures for evidence, or...
Yes, they're part of the record.
They're part of the record.
Now, you can have those back after the finding of facts are done. That would be about 60 days.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I do need the police reports.
I have the police reports.
Oh, okay. That's right. You didn't give them that. Okay, so all you have is pictures then?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Have a good night. It's okay.